It's time for the Weekend Sports Report on 1220 AM, 95.9 FM, KDDR, and online at newsdakota.com. Here's Ace Sauerwein.
The sun is shining, it's a beautiful Saturday morning, and it just feels a little extra important today, doesn't it? And that's because it is. Playoff football begins today. Class A, Class 9 man, and that is what we are going to feature heavily today on the Weekend Sports Report. Ace Sauerwein with you here on KDDR 1220 AM and 95.9 FM, online at newsdakota.com. We probably for 45 minutes, 50, maybe probably closer to 50 or 55 minutes, we'll be talking football. Volleyball will be featured heavily next week with districts starting, but this week, a lot of football to get through. We'll break down each bracket, and then I've got three interviews, one with Oaks, one with Lisbon, one with Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion, the three closest teams in the playoffs. So without further ado, let's break down Class A's 2019 playoff bracket. We start with the number one seed overall, according to our good friend, the QRF. Velva, they come in with an 8-0 record as the Aggies will welcome in Kildare. That is a 2 o'clock start today. Number one Velva, 8-0 overall, taking on Kildare. That's the top left portion of the brackets. The winner of that game will move on to take on the winner of Shiloh Christian and DeLax Burlington. Shiloh Christian is the 2 seed out of Region 4. Their lone loss on the season was a 34-6 defeat at the hands of Bowman County. They are 8-1 on the season, and they will take on DeLax Burlington. The Lakers are 6-3, losses to Rugby, Velva, and Bishop Ryan. So that's the top left portion. On the top half of the bracket, but the bottom left half of that mini bracket. I know we can kind of get confusing here on radio. Bowman County is the 4th overall seed and the highest out of Region 4. Bowman County has won 7 games in a row. Their last loss came week 1 against the Oaks Tornadoes, a 24-20 defeat in Bowman. Bowman will take on Kenmare Bowbells BC. That is the number 1 seed out of Region 4, Bowman County, against the number 4 seed out of Region 3, Kenmare. And then the bottom left hand of the top bracket, it is the 2 seed out of Region 3, Bishop Ryan. The Lions come in with an 8-1 record and 5-0 at home. Their lone loss was at Velva. And they will welcome in New Salem. The Holsteins are 7-2 overall, with a couple losses to Bowman County and Shiloh Christian. Let's move to the bottom half of the overall bracket, where it's the 2 seed Langdon Area Munich, defending state champs, 9-0 on the season. They will welcome in Northern Cass out of Region 1. Northern Cass is the lowest rated team on the QRF. They snuck in on the last week of the regular season, and they get a tough draw in Langdon. Langdon has posted 2 shutouts, and only one time has surrendered more than 10 points the entire year, and they're 9-0. So Langdon, Northern Cass, the 1 seed against the 4 seed. We continue to move on. The winner of the Langdon-Northern Cass game will take on the winner of the game right here on the Tornado. And arguably, on paper, we're probably looking at the best matchup this weekend. The Oaks Tornadoes, they come in ranked number 5 on the QRF. They welcome in the 8th-ranked Rugby Panthers. Oaks 7-1, Rugby 7-2. The Tornadoes' lone loss this season came in a shootout, 48-38 loss against Lisbon. Rugby, on the other hand, they had a 2-point defeat at Harvey Wells County, and then they were blasted by Langdon, 40-6. So like I said, I mean, it's a top 10 QRF matchup. It should be a really good game. A 2 o'clock start time today at Oaks High School, over at Cummings. The winner of that game will take on the winner of Langdon Area, Edmore Munich, and Northern Cass. Then we move to the final portion of the bracket, The number one seed there is the Lisbon Broncos. They are third overall, according to the QRF, and one of three undefeated teams remaining. And they will take on the Grafton Spoilers. Grafton comes in 5-4 record. They were shut out twice, once against Hillsborough Central Valley as Class 2A, and then once against Rugby as well. Grafton is the only team to put up more than 10 points against Langdon as well, and they take on the Lisbon Broncos today. Lisbon, they just survived their last game of the regular season. They beat Sargent County 8-6. And then finally, the last game of the first round of the playoffs, it is Harvey Wells County, the 2 seed out of Region 2. They will take on the 3 seed out of Region 1, Thompson. Harvey Wells County, 6-3 on the year with losses to Shiloh Christian, Velva, and Langdon. Thompson, 6-2, and their only two losses have come against Oaks and Lisbon. That's the first round of the 2019 Class A bracket. We see some good teams. We're going to see some good matchups this first weekend as well, and I can't wait to see how everything unfolds. Kicking things off, we will talk with head coach Greg Dobitz of the Oaks Tornadoes. He and his team will take on the Rugby Panthers today at 2 o'clock. Game can be heard right here on the Tornado. So after a short break, it's Coach Dobitz here on KDDR.
It's here, and it's that time of year again. Stop at Terrace 50 White Pharmacy and get your flu shot. No appointment necessary, and it's free with major insurance carriers. If your schedule is busy, just call Terrace 50 White and let Tara bring the flu shot to you. Protect yourself and those you love. The flu season is right around the corner. Flu shots available at Terrace 50 White, 610 Main Avenue in Oaks, 742-3824. Locally owned, locally trusted, and locally loved.
Looking for a good career and dependable job? Join the manufacturing team at Harris Machine Company in Oaks. Work 4 to 10 hour days with competitive wages, along with a full benefit package. They are currently looking for welders, machinists, machine operators, general laborers, and forklift operators. Harris Machine Company strives to keep manufacturing employment local. Stop in to apply today or call 742-2536. Harris Machine Company wishes the Oaks Tornado football team the best of luck. First round of the 2019 Class A football playoffs is today. It is the Oaks Tornadoes and the Rugby Panthers. Oaks, the 2 seed, against Rugby out of Region 2, there being the 3 seed. And our first round matchup today at Cummings Field, it's Oaks and Rugby. We're now joined by Tornadoes head coach Greg Dobitz. Coach, Rugby, as we were just kind of talking before we started recording here, sound like a pretty good football team.
They are. To be honest, they probably shouldn't be the 3 seed in their region. They lost a really close football game to Harvey where they did not play very well. We've seen on their film that they played some good football teams, and they played really well against those good football teams. So they lost that game to Harvey, and that kind of hurt them in their standings in their region. They lost to Harvey and then lost to Langdon. Yeah, they're a good football team. You know, I think if you go by QRF, they're like the number eight team in QRF. So, I mean, it's not your normal first round, playoff matchup, but, we know that, and we're expecting a very good football team to come here to Oaks.
So I've heard, from a couple different players, that they were telling me, it sounds like Rugby is a blitz heavy team. And my first thought with that was, I feel like an Oaks offense led by a Garrett Meal-like quarterback is pretty well equipped to handle something like that, just because of Garrett's decision making, and I just kind of assume you would trust him in those situations, correct?
Yeah, I couldn't ask for a more experienced veteran group that's been through this, seen things like it before. So yeah, I mean, they're a 4-4 defense, right? They got 4 defensive linemen, 4 linebackers, 3 DBs, a single high safety almost all the time. So, but the thing they do is they play their linebackers at about 1.5 to 2 yards depth. Sometimes their 4-man front looks like a 6-man front or even an 8-man front. Mm-hmm. And we don't really know which guy's coming actually most of the time we know which guy's coming or which two are coming. It's just about where they're going, and they do a lot of slanting and stunting. And so, like I told the kids on Monday, hey, we're going to, they're going to guess right, right? They're going to get some on us. But can they do it for four quarters? Can they do it? Can they sustain it? Can those plays be turnovers for them? Things like that. If they get us for a six-yard loss, that's okay every couple of series, you know? But, you know, if they're getting us for one here, three there, six here, and hey, now this one's a turnover, this one's a fumble, this one's a pick, you know, things like that, then we're losing the football game. And so preparation-wise, we've done a good job this week to get ready for it. Garrett's going to have to do some checking at the line of scrimmage, which he's been doing all year, which he was doing last year. So, I mean, yeah, we're equipped. We're ready for it. So, but, you know, Saturday afternoon when the sun is shining on you, does – you know, do you make those same good decisions?
Yeah.
Hopefully we prepared them for it.
So a team that loads 7-8 in the box, that presents a challenge in the running game. And you guys with two really good running backs, Logan Sell and Davey Schmitz, but there is that challenge there. How do you get the running game involved, and how do you get it to be effective?
So part of it is okay, when they give us a heavy box, 7-8 guys in the box, and we have the personnel to match that. So when we're in our one tight end, two back personnel, or something like that, then we can run that stuff. And like I told the kids, hey, once in a while, we're relying on Logan and David to break a tackle. We can't block 8 guys with 7, so you have to break that tackle. And then some of it is, you know, when we get into our three wide receiver stuff, some of it is we're not going to block all 7. We're going to block 6 and we're going to read one. And Garrett's got to make a decision. Are we going to give to our running back, or are we going to keep it, depending on that? And then we also have our RPO stuff where we're, you know, hey, it's a heavy box. We're throwing our screen stuff. You saw Garrett start to really do some more of that last week. He's been hesitant because we've been successful running against heavy boxes. You know, and that's because we've got some really good kids up front blocking for him. But, you know, like we talked about, there's 7 guys in the box. We should be throwing the screen.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be blocking 7 guys with 6 or whatever it is. So that was good to see last week.
Injury updates, Bracken and then Alex Nelson. Will Alex be back?
Yeah, so we got some bad news on Bracken. He's going to be done for the end through football. But should be an injury that heals somewhat quickly. He should be able to get back on the wrestling mat and hopefully be able to defend their state title in the 400-meter relay in the track season. So, you know, it's a bummer for Bracken. But he's a team leader. He's been out there every day helping. It's, you know, and it sucks for him and for all of us because Bracken's a really good football player. But and then Alex is we're waiting through this week, and we're really hoping that he's going to be able to play next week. He's got one more appointment. He's actually been doing a little practicing, just no contact. So hopefully good to go next week.
Oaks and Rugby coming up today, 2:00 at Cummings Field. Round of 16 in the 2019 Class A playoffs.
Dominie Sales and Service in Oaks would like to wish the Oaks Tornadoes the best of luck. Contact Tracy at Dominie Sales and Service. They're your local LG, Golden Harvest, and Stein seed dealer. And check out the feed store, offering Hubbard and Purina feeds, muck boots, and they carry everything you need for your livestock. For more details, call Dominie Sales and Service at 742-3081. That's 742-3081. Dominie Sales and Service.
With record amount of rain and more snow to follow, are you worried about your sump pump? Be at ease knowing you could have your backup power in as little as a week for a whole house generator. We can also build any cord to fit your portable generator needs. Basement water? Get notifications right on your phone and save the carpet before it's too late. Novak Electric can get your power back on. Don't be cold, wet, or in the dark. Remember, your troubles are only one storm away. Call 742-2132. Novak Electric and Heating, your key to comfort.
Well, we're a few minutes away from playoff game number one for the Lisbon Broncos boys football team. We got the head coach, Joe Gerding, with us, and kind of eked out that final perfect season game against Sargent County last week. Playoffs are finally here, brand new season. So how is the week going for you guys, and what's the mood like?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement around town, you know, with the first time being in the playoffs since we were in AA in 2013. And there's just excitement all over town. And, you know, the kids have had a great week of practice. They've been preparing well. We've been sharp, just kind of, you know, trying to get back to the basics and, you know, get to work on what got us here.
Well, I do want to get back just real quick to Saturday's game, kind of a thriller between yourself and Sargent County. You did get the victory 8-6 on the road, but that was a really hard-fought game and maybe a bit closer than some expected. When you look back at the film, was there anything that you saw that you didn't like, or was it just Sargent County played really well defensively?
You know, overall, I got to give a lot of credit to Sargent County. They did a very good job. But there were some things that we saw in the first half, and you know, which caused us to kind of miss some blocks up on the second level, which allowed their linebackers to have free run throughs and stuff. And we kind of changed that up at halftime, and I felt like we moved the ball fairly well in the second half. We just couldn't finish, which is something that we emphasize and have emphasized all year. So, you know, hopefully we can get that taken care of this week.
Yeah. As far as the QRF rankings going into the state tournament, the week before you guys were 2, which would have meant pretty much home playoff games for you as long as you're alive in the playoffs, and we hope all the way to the end. But you ended up slipping to number 3, and I believe Langford area got that number 2 slot. Are you comfortable with that? Was that something you were expecting?
Yeah, you know, with Langdon playing, that a playoff team, we kind of expected them to jump us. And you know, the QRF, it really doesn't come into play for the first few rounds, so it's not something that we were really dwelling on and, you know, putting a lot of stake in. So, you know, we're just trying to take it each week, one week at a time.
What does it mean for you to have that number 3 seed?
You know, I think it's huge. You know, I know I just said that we don't put a lot of stake in it, but it just kind of shows how far this team has truly come and the work that these kids have put in to kind of turn this thing around and get the program back to where it should be, you know, and back to where it was back a while ago. So, you know, I'm pretty proud of the kids.
Well, your opponent here this afternoon is the Grafton Spoilers. Their overall record 5-4, section record 4-3. They are the number 4 seed out of Region 2, so the last team to get into the playoff hump. This is a team that you obviously don't commonly play, so how much scouting have you been able to do on the Spoilers?
Yeah, I mean, we've been able to watch all of their games throughout the, you know, the entire regular season. And, you know, Grafton is a team that is kind of going to be a mystery just because of, as I've watched their games throughout the season, they have changed a lot. They've gone from running a 4-3 defense to a 5-2 to now a 4-4 offensively. At the beginning of the season, they were a lot of 4 wide receiver, 5 wide receiver set, trying to throw the ball around, and now they're running 21 personnel. So they've kind of really changed who they are as a team.
Is there a team like Grafton in Region 1?
A team like Grafton, you know, like I mentioned, it depends on which Grafton team you're playing. The Grafton team right now, with what they're doing defensively with the 4-4 and the 21 personnel, they want to run the football. And I guess another team that wants to run the football is us.
Right.
So, I mean, the clock is going to be moving a lot, or moving quickly tomorrow, and not a whole lot of stoppages because I don't think either team's really going to throw the ball very much. But we do have a little bit of history with Grafton. When we were in Double A, we actually played Grafton every single year. So they're not real familiar with us. It's been a few years, but we used to play them every single year.
What are the field conditions like at Lisbon? I'm guessing pretty good because you guys are pretty much on high ground there. But I have to ask that question because some fields are a bit iffy with the rain and the moisture that's been out there.
Yeah, a lot of schools actually are moving their playoff games, but we're going to be fine here. It's been dry. You know, we got a little bit of rain on Monday, but it's been dry all week, and we've stayed off of it all week. And it's getting a little thin in the middle where, you know, we always play between the hashes. But, I mean, it's going to be in good shape.
Injury-wise, you guys doing okay?
Yeah, we're back to full strength.
Did you know that Economy Oil in Oaks is your locally owned bulk distributor? Did you know that Economy Oil provides great quality products and their customer service is their top priority? Economy Oil in Oaks is the place to go for all your gas and diesel needs. Whether it's on the farm delivery or heating fuel for your home, they're ready to assist you. Stop by 1234 North 14th Street in Oaks or call 742-2231 or toll free 800-327-1558. That's Economy Oil in Oaks, your locally owned bulk distributor.
You and your family deserve to have expert health care close to the comforts of home, and Sanford Health Oaks Area Clinics provide a comprehensive network with a compassionate, experienced medical team delivering a variety of services, from geriatric or family medicine to physical therapy or OBGYN services. We offer the care you need in locations convenient for you. At Sanford Health Oaks Area Clinics, our family is committed to caring for yours. Visit sanfordhealth.org to find the locations and services you need.
All right, let's move to nine-man now. Let's check up on the nine-man bracket quickly. The number one overall seed is Cavalier. They will host number four, Lamore Litchfield Marion. And we have our interview coming up with head coach Andy Delabar. Tough draw for Lamore, but as you hear in the interview, got to go through them at some point, right? Mayport CG will be the 2 seed out of Region 1, taking on St. John, 3 seed out of Region 2. Linton HMB is the 4th number one overall seed. They take on Surrey. And then Central McLean takes on Beach. That is the top half of the nine-man bracket. Bottom half, the number 2 overall seed is Finley Sharon Hope Page. They get North Prairie in the opening round, while New Rockford Cheyenne, after losing to Cavalier a couple weeks ago, they will take on Tri-State. That is a 1:30 start time in Castleton. Then in the bottom left portion of the bracket, it is Ray Powers Lake taking on Grant County Flasher. Ray Powers Lake is the number 3 overall seed. And then the last matchup of the day, Kidder County against MLS. Coming up now, we have our interview with head coach Andy Delabar of the Lamore Litchfield Marion Lobos. That's coming up after this short break.
Success on the volleyball court depends on the whole team working together to reach a common goal. This is Tanya with First Community Credit Union, and I invite you to stop in and see what our team can do to help you reach your financial goals. From business checking and loans to mortgages and credit cards, we can provide you with a full array of financial services to meet your needs. Best of luck to the Oaks Tornado volleyball team this season, insured by NCUA.
Custom Machine in Oaks is your full-service machine and fabrication shop. Whether you need one part or 1,000, they guarantee a quality product at a competitive price. They offer CNC lap and millwork, complete welding shop, manual machining and repair, driveline rebuilding, water jet cutting services, and much more. Give Custom Machine a call today, 742-3188. That's 742-3188. Or just stop by, 501 South 4th Street in Oaks.
Now joining us on the weekend sports report, it is Lamore Litchfield Marion football head coach Andy Delabar. The Lobos start their playoff run today as they take on one of the toughest teams in the state in Cavalier. Coach, how are you today?
Good. Anytime we're talking football in October, end of October, it's a good thing.
Absolutely. So you guys draw, the number one seed overall in Cavalier. Cavalier beat New Rockford Cheyenne a couple weeks ago in what just sounded like a very sloppy game on some poor field conditions, and that was an overtime game, and that's how Cavalier got the number one seed overall. You know, a couple weeks ago, I think I asked you about Finley Sharon Hope Page, and you said Cavalier and New Rockford, they were kind of the elite of this class. So what are you expecting out of Cavalier this weekend?
Well, it's, what you saw from or what you heard from with that New Rockford game and the conditions that they played in definitely was a benefit to Cavalier because they are a more physical ground and pound type of team. They do have some receiver threats, though, too. They have a carrier kid who is probably 6'5", 6'6". So anytime you have some size like that, it's somebody you're going to have to keep an eye on and defend. But they match up. We match up, I think, fairly well. Their line looks like they have a good size, good athleticism in the backfield. So there's a reason they're the number one team. It'll be a good game. We're on good field conditions playing at Cushman Field in Grand Forks. I think it's just coming down to who can make the fewer mistakes and who can execute. And it's playoff time. I've told our team, hey, you throw the records out the book, you throw the ranks out of there. We're both 0-0. It's like a brand new season starting today.
I suppose either way, you got to go through them one way or the other if you want to reach the ultimate goal of making state, right?
Yeah, no, it's the challenge that's in front of you, and it's whether it's the number one seed or the number 16 seed, you're going to play, and you're going to have to win those big games.
Last time we talked, which was probably 3 weeks ago or so, you said the team was kind of banged up a little bit, a little unhealthy. Have you guys gotten back to full health? How you sitting with that?
Yeah, I think we're healthy in the spots we need to continue to be healthy in. We've kind of had the next man up mentality. I think that's been nice in having the depth that we've had this year. But I think we're healthy. We're ready to play, a good Cavalier football team. But I feel at the same time we're a good ball club here too, and we're gonna make some noise here in the playoffs.
Is there do you have a different mindset as a coach before a playoff game than just a regular season game?
I think your mindset is typically the same when it comes to preparing for a game. I think there's an extra level of excitement and energy that when you play this playoff game, just because of now it's win or go home. And I think this week we've prepared, I want to say, just extra. I think we've had the extra day. We've spent more time talking about their offensive sets. We've done more film time, just more on field talk time too. I think is just kind of preparing ourselves mentally here for this game. I think that's one of the hardest things to, and I think any coach in the state will say, is how do you emulate an opposing team? And you do that as much as you can with the practice and the scout team that you have. But the mental game, I think that's such an important aspect here, mm-hmm. especially going into the playoffs and playing a team like Cavalier.
You guys had a tough stretch of the season where you lost four in a row, and two of those were by one possession, including a two-point loss to Tri-State. But you close out the regular season with a win against South Border 28-0. I feel like there's a little momentum after that win after going through the four-game losing skid.
Yeah, I think that gets us back, that kind of the monkey off our back there with – getting a win again. It was a good win against South Border. I feel like we were able to critique a few things, especially defensively. Anytime you shut out a team, I think defensively we're looking very good. Offensively this week, I think we were really focusing on what we need to do to win, not just trying to stick with what has maybe worked for us in the past, is just finding little critiques here and there that we can adjust. And so I think we feel really good about our offensive set that we're putting in this week, and not that we're deviating from the plan of weeks prior, but just it feels like we're a different team right now. It's really fun. It's kind of, like I said, we're starting a new season. It kind of feels like that way here just at practice too this week.
Lamoille Litchfield Marion takes on Cavalier later on today. You guys got a 1 o'clock start, or is it 2?
2 o'clock start.
2 o'clock start up in Grand Forks against Cavalier. Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thanks, Ace.
That was Coach Andy Delabar of the Lamoille Litchfield Marion Lobos. Coming up next, we'll talk district volleyball. The brackets were released for District 5 and District 6, so we'll talk about that in just a little bit here on the Tornado. Now is a great time to add a fresh coat of paint to the interior of your home with Valspar Supreme or Medallion Interior Paint. This product comes in four finishes: flat, eggshell, satin, or semi-gloss. This paint can be used on previously painted and primed plaster, brick, drywall, cement, wood, metal, and wallpaper. Looking for a perfect make on a color you love? Bring in the color and they can match it with their Match Right system. Check out Praska's Hardware Hank and Oaks and give your home a fresh new coat of paint to impress your family and friends.
Hey, all you hunters, anglers, and weekend outdoor warriors. I'm Nick Simonson, inviting you to tune in to The Weekender's Edge, where you'll get the latest conditions, news, tips, and happenings to help you make the most of the three best days of the week. Tune in every Thursday and Friday at 10:40 a.m. and 4:40 p.m. to get the edge on the game and fish that you pursue in North Dakota and beyond. And don't forget to tune into my segment, Our Outdoors, now part of Super Sports Saturday.
Dakota Edge Weekender and Our Outdoors on KDDR, The Tornado. All right, wrapping things up here on the Weekend Sports Report, let's take a look at the District 5 Volleyball Tournament. It is kicking off next weekend at Carrington. It'll start with the 4-seed Mid-Cota taking on 5-seed Barnes County North at 4:30. Then 2-seed Lamoille Litchfield Marion will take on Ellendale, the 7-seed, and then 3-seed Carrington against 6-seed Edgley Cullum Montpelier. Oaks, the number 1-seed with a first-round bye, they'll take on the winner of Mid-Cota and Barnes County North. Top 4 teams out of the district advance to the regions, and that'll be the weekend after the first, well, I guess that'll be the second weekend in November. So districts in Carrington starts on Halloween on Thursday. All right, that's going to wrap things up. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. Again, Oaks football coming up today at 2 o'clock right here on the Tornado. 1:45 pregame start. It is Oaks and Rugby kicking off the 2019 playoff season. Have a great rest of your Saturday. Ace Sauerwein signing off. You've been listening to the Weekend Sports Report on KDDR The Tornado.